Well, hello, it's me, Mike McCaughan, on Audio Boo. I'm standing by the side of the Union Canal in Scotland, a canal that joins the water of Leith in Edinburgh with the Forth and Clyde Canal down in Falkirk. And I'm currently just looking at two pair of ducks. The ones with the green heads and the yellow bills and the white collar. Oh, that's the males anyway. What do you call them again? I should know these. So two males, two females. And they're just paddling gently upstream. No, you can't go upstream in a canal. They're heading east. So I thought I can see a water hen on the footpath, on the towpath just in front of me. Yes, it is. It's scurrying away. It's spotted me. So, I've been down at the Sea Scouts, which is just behind me. I've just parked the car in the wee car park rather than in front of the Scouts, the Sea Scouts building itself. And I've just decided to take a walk along the canal towards the New Ravenside Aqueduct. I did that once before. Can't remember if it was this year or last year. I just thought I'd take a leaf out of the book of Mr. Canal Walking Turbo Stream, Adrian Wicks, who I was listening to just a wee while ago in an audio boo. He was talking about he's going to change things in his life regarding his walks and where he's going to go and how he's going to do things. That was lovely. He's now going to do cemeteries. It's actually made me think about the times I used to walk through the cemeteries, because it's the new section, the old section in our town. We've actually got two, but I'm talking about the big one heading up towards the town centre. I used to do that. I used to love walking through that. So hoping and planning, if not now because the winter's approaching, to do more wee walks like this. This is only going to be a short walk. I've got things to do and I'm just going to grab half an hour and take a walk along here. I want to start doing things. Adrian hasn't inspired me by that audio book this morning. It inspired me way back, listening to his many canal walks especially, to get out more and walk more. And I'm hoping to do that come the spring. It's not that the winter months, you know, if it's dry and fine, you can't go and do it. I'm not talking about that. But to be able to do it when, well, right now I'm dodging big puddles. And you can probably hear the muck underfoot on the towpath, simply because there's not enough sun nowadays to dry up the towpath, so it's got to be in a permanent state of mush and slush and whatever. So, at this point, I haven't walked far. I've just come underneath one of the road bridges, the road bridge that I'll be heading up home over, it's just a small one. But at this part of the canal, it opens up. It's not a basin as such, but it opens up to a much wider area and then comes back in again, all within about 30, 40 yards, I guess. And what I'm reckoning is that that's because of the bridge there, which is obviously the canal's tighter. And it's probably to give barges time to let each other through. You know, funny thing about the barges, they're probably rules off the barge, the waterways, I don't know. I didn't see any signs on the bridge. You know, the bridge on the road has signs saying, you know, either give way to oncoming traffic or you have the priority, depending on which side you're coming from. But I haven't seen it in the canal, so what's the rule? Maybe Adrian will know that. What's the rule off the canals? You know, or is it just down to pure courtesy? Which you don't get in the roads. Not normally, anyway. At this point, I've come clear of the trees and it's just low shrubbery and around bushes, things like that. And I'm looking north, due north, right over to the Oakhill Hills. They're looking beautiful today. The clouds are 50 shades of grey. And the Oakhills, which are gorgeous hills, are in shadow basically. But when I come down this morning, a couple of hours ago, the sun was on them, and they are gorgeous, the Oakhill Hills, when you see them. They're beautiful. And that's the pathway to going up north if you're going to Glen Eagles, well, unless you want to use motorways, which we don't. But anyway, so I'll walk on a wee bit. I haven't got time to go far, which is a damn shame because I really feel like striding out the day, but well, I'm not prepared for a start. I haven't got the proper walking boots on, and I haven't got any nourishment or things like that with me. I need the caramel wafers, Tunnock's caramel wafers, things like that, and shortbread, a wee wren. Hear it? Down to my right in the banking. Come on, sing again. This is the, you see, this is what I love about Adrian's walks, because it doesn't do a lot of hills where you get a lot of wind, because that's normally what you got in hills. No matter what the weather's like, there's always thermals causing a lot of wind. His canal walks and his walks around his local area and the Bourneville chocolate factory are so peaceful, the Lecky Hills and Malverns, is it? And it's just so peaceful to hear his footsteps along the pathways and the birdsong. And when I listen, I picture him walking, and I picture that me walking and being away from road noise and away from the noise of towns, busy towns, bustling towns, and just the peace and tranquility of getting away back from it. So I'm really keen. I'm looking forward now to next year for the spring to set in, to get motivated and get out. I need to get back on my bike, actually. That's something I really need to do. But the thing about a bike is you can't record, even if you're cycling on a towpath. You'd have to cycle very slow and have good wind protection on your recording devices, because even moving a modest pace on a bike creates wind, even on a calm day. So you get that wind roar. The other side of the bank, the other side of the canal here, are 1, 2, 3, 4 very stout and sturdy looking sheep eating the grass right next to the water's edge. If I look due south from here, I'm looking towards just very low hills, the other side of which run away down or out and towards my hometown of Bathgate. This is beautiful. Rustic colours on a young horse chestnut tree. Just a young one, but it's the rustic colours on it are astounding. No conkers, because it's far too young, obviously. It's only about 12, 15 feet high. A spindling. And now, approaching the edge of the Muir Avonside Country Park. You hear the river just down to my right. looking down, because it's now the canal relative to the river is quite a, I don't know, what the, maybe 100 feet down, something like that. And that's the River Avon, which meanders manically and ends up in the River Forth at the town of Grangemouth, the big oil refinery place and gas production, etc. Now, but the canal, as ever, like the old man, is ever still, ever, I know the water moves so much along, but ever still and ever so calm and like glass, so damn peaceful, just so damn peaceful. So I can see the start of the Muiravan side aqueduct. I'll cross that and turn and come back. I had hoped to go further on. Alec, the Sea Scout head honcho, who I've just left behind, told me the other day there that there's a 15 minutes beyond the aqueduct, there's a harbour place on the canal where they used to load coal onto the barges, which then went eastward into Edinburgh to supply the breweries. And I'm going to do that one today, that's on the cards. But I'm not going to say anything about it now because I don't know enough about it. I'm going to Google it and get some info. And then one fine day, I'm going to come down and walk right along to that. And then, you know, record that walk, including the harbour. But I want to have a good bit of knowledge before I go there. And then also, I don't have time today, because it's another 15-20 minutes ahead, which to turn around is another, say, 35 to 40 minutes. But I'll plan for that with a wee knapsack on my back for next year. I'm going to make up a list, as ever, another bit of card to remind me, or to actually list all the walks I want to do. Welcome to the Avon Aqueduct, Union Canal, British Waterways. Yeah, and at this point it really are, you know, quite a bit. That 100 feet might be a wee bit more by the time I get to this, but it looks a wee bit lower than 100 feet anyway. So I'm now on the cobbles of the aqueduct, and of course it closes in here, just the width of the barge, and no more, or a little more. I can clearly see the river now because of the time of year, the trees are bare. Muiravanside Park. So, right, I'm going to head back now because I want to leave the rest of the aqueduct for that walk I just spoke about. And do all. I see a sign here, a sticker on the sideboards of the canal here. 4K. 4K. I find that strange, but 4K, what does 4K mean? Because it's the only sign I can see along that side. I can't see another one right along to the far end of the canal, the aqueduct, I should say. Seems to be strange. 4K would indicate 4 kilometres, but this is, I find it hard to believe the British Waterways would put 4K on it and not put, you know, miles. And doesn't even say 4K to what? In which way? Left or right? East, west? So, heading back. And I'm thinking at this point of Joe Fishwick and her family, who have now gotten a barge. A barge. Wondrous. It's a wondrous thing to own, a barge. Just wondering, Joe's also got a new house, a new home coming up. Why don't you just live in the barge, Joe? That'd be fun. Loads of big bulrushes here. Quite tall ones actually, about 8 foot high. And a man walking five dogs, six dogs.
Behind that.
Oh, there.
How we doing?
You've got a fair hand for you there.
Yeah, I'm actually a behaviourist, I don't mind. Yeah.
Come on. Big ridgeback.
No.
No, it's a cross.
It's an English Mastiff.
It's a Mastiff, is it?
Aye. Same colour.
Yeah.
Aye, it's an English Mastiff.
He's a big dog. Whoa.
He's a bit nervous, eh?
Doesn't like that, you're a bit jumpy.
No, he's a lot of larger dogs are head shy, so...
So you got to go down. See that? Of course, aye.
It's a horse mentality, you know.
Horse, he's big enough to be a horse. Well, I'm not going to lift my hand.
Come on, Nick.
He likes me, he just doesn't like me moving my hands.
Looking for food.
Enjoy your walk. Yeah. Strange. I said ridgeback because my wife's niece, well, her man has got a ridgeback, and it's a big beast, same colour, and I thought that's what it was. There you go. As soon as I lifted my hand, it was very placid, and it was just sticking its nose right into my jacket, and looking up at me. But every time I lifted my hand to go and clap its head, It ducked away, and that's what you heard what the guy said about that. Something you don't think about. It came back each time and did the same thing. Stupid dog. Ah, dear God. Anyway. See, this is the other great thing, is you get peace and quiet away from buzz and noise to to have a conversation that you can actually hear clearly without the roar of a big diesel engine going by. Oh yeah, gotta get away. National Cycle Network 754, maintained by Sustrans. And looking down, excuse me while I just pause, because I'm going out, one of my ear pieces is coming out. And we're back. Yes, there's a sign down, there's a set of steps going down here towards the river. It goes down in stages, it's actually a walkway down there. And a wooden post, River Avon Heritage Trail. Right. You really need to have the proper walking boots for this towpath, because it's hardcore, you know, the grey whin, and that can be sore on your feet if you've not got the right walking boots on. It's actually affecting my heel, which has been okay since I started using that plaster thing. That plaster material, I should say, not plaster thing. But because of the stony protrusions here, a lot of it loose, it's actually, when my heel goes down, I'm catching the odd one right on that spot, and it's actually causing a bit of pain. So hence the correct footwear, but I need to get the heel seen to properly. I thought it was mending. Well, it is to a certain extent, but what did I do this morning? I did something to test it. What did I do this morning? I really forced my weight down on it and it was sore. So under normal circumstances, it's fine. Well, now we're getting a bit of wind. I'm going to stick this in my pocket, try and cover my ears to push off the wind if I can.
It's very difficult, you know, walking along with your both hands cupped around your lugs, looking like a wally. Good thing is, there's nobody here to see me looking like a wally. Where's Wally? Yes, there's quite a breeze going up that wasn't there before. The change on again. Our weather is, you know, our weather is about as consistent as something that is extremely inconsistent. So all I can see, it just changes, you know, changes so quickly. That's not just a breeze anymore. That's quite a strong wind getting up, and I haven't got any ear protection for the binaurals. I didn't bring any. Ah, well.
It's a nuisance set, you know. And another one's fallen out. Right, enough of this nonsense. So, back to where I was. Where was I? Yes. Getting away from it all. It's not that I've, you know, it's not that I've got a lot to get away from. I mean, I've got a great life. I mean, I really have. It's just the town now. The town's just so manic and so noisy and bustling and busy at all times of the day now. It's the whole character's changed so much. I came out my drive yesterday to head up the town at just after 2 p.m. And as I sat waiting to get on the road, I counted 14 cars that came through the lights just 50 yards along on the main road. Adrian knows what I'm talking about. And 14 cars came through those lights on the main road, and 13 of those turned up our way, heading up, way up towards Bathel, topside of Armadale, the nearby town. 13 out of 4, only one car went straight along what we know as the Glasgow Road into the main town of Armadale. Hi there.
Hi there.
And it's just getting worse and worse because they're building so many houses up that way now. And there's more and more to go in. And it's just going to get worse and worse. When we came down here 23 years ago, back down to Bathgate, I could come out my drive. I could pretty much come out my drive with my eyes shut and straight out on the road and away, because it was so quiet, you know, hardly a car went up down that road. As I said, now it's all changed. The whole character's changed. Hello there. Hi there. It's just changed so much. It's just like a city. I mean, that. Really, and as I drove along into the town, it's about 3/4 mile long drag, as it were, main drag. There was traffic from the traffic lights right along to the roundabout of the wee primary school. It was nose to tail. After two yesterday, after two, not commuting times, not 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, back at 2. It's crazy. The whole town's changed. It's just. And the funny thing was that my wife did say, "Hi there." My wife did say to me the other day there that she had walked, come through the parks I normally walk through, She came through as a change because she normally, being on her own, you know, she likes to stick to the biz, so that, you know, being a woman on her own and things like that. But she says that she came through the park just to get home quicker, and she couldn't believe it that within literally a minute of heading into the park, or less than a minute, the sound of the traffic had gone, and she says it was so lovely and peaceful to walk through. Well, that's just a fact. It's the hard fact. It's so difficult to avoid noise now. Anyway, that's me back to the car. I did enjoy that wee walk. I really did. It's got me motivated, although it may take a wee while to get decent walks and decent weather. But hey ho. So I just accidentally knocked the mic off as I took the zoom out of my pocket. I hit the button. But not that I've got a lot else to say. Really mucky underfoot getting in the car. So there we go. As I was saying, I enjoyed that thoroughly. That's I feel that I've done something, even though it was only a short 25 minutes. I feel I've done something. And got out a wee bit. Nice stuff. No wonder Adrian likes to get out in the canals, because he stays in Bromeyland, which is, I'm complaining about our area, it's nothing compared to the big towns and cities. Nothing compared to that. Although Adrian's out in the outskirts. Oh, I just saw a fish jumping, you see. They do angle from here. Not the fish, you know, the men. But I actually just saw a fish jump. I don't know what it was, but it just jumped clean out of the water. And I wouldn't have seen that from the road. I wouldn't have seen that as I drove past. Yes. Okay. Thanks for listening, and cheery bye the now.